The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
As we draw closer to International Jazz Day 2024, many festival goers are headed to various music festivals and gatherings, which we've been talking about here on the KJS Show, including the Cape Town International Jazz Festival, which takes place this week. And as part of the run-up to this gathering, we're joined by one of the acts that will be gracing the stages. Matt Bianco, of course, is a collective that was formed in the 80s by Mark Reilly, and the former members have included the late bassist Kito Poencioni and vocalist Vasya. Flash forward to 2022, Matt Bianco is still going strong and has a new project, The Essential Matt Bianco, which features reimagined, reloved 30 all-time favorite tracks from their catalog. Of course, festival goers of the Cape Town International are in for a treat, as he will be performing some of our favorites, of course, taking us back and also introducing some of us anyway to this wonderful music. Mark Reilly joins us now, you know, to talk about this upcoming performance. Mark, hello. Welcome to South Africa and welcome to Kofifi FM 97.2.
Thank you very much. Good to speak to you.
Thank you for joining us. Of course, you know, I want to know, you know, the name Matt Bianco is a band name, but you're also a solo artist. How do you navigate between these two different identities creatively?
I don't really dwell on it too much. You know, it's the name. If you want to know where the name come from, it was when we first got together, we were into spy movie theme tunes and with like jazzy bossa novas and bongos and all that kind of. So we kind of invented our own spy who would be in one of these movies. And a lot of the music in that first album, that was the sort of the inspiration for it. And Matt Bianco was our own character and could be in one of those movies. But after the first album, it kind of just became a name. So I don't kind of dwell on who it is or, but for me, it's the name of the project, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of, you know, the different bongos that you mentioned, your music blends elements of jazz, pop, and Latin influences. What drew you, though, to these particular genres, and how have you integrated them, you know, into your sound over the years?
Well, I mean, we were looking. I was in a band previous to Matt Bianco called Blue Rondo a la Turk, and we had Brazilians. Actually, we had a South African trumpet player. And we were just into finding new rhythms that weren't disco. We were into sort of Latin percussion, you know, Afro-Cuban, even like Manu Dibango and that kind of stuff, war. So it's like kind of a fusion of funk and African Caribbean rhythms. And it just went from there. And with the Brazilian connection, we got into sort of bossa novas, and which came more of a jazz feel. And it's just a combination of all the music I was into growing up. You know, I always liked going to clubs, dancing. But yeah, that's it, basically.
Yellow and brown, golden and red, lady. nothing stays the same forever. The autumn leaves fall in. The autumn leaves fall in. Lay on my back, I'm looking up in the sky, out in the open, free and wide. Can you see head up in the clouds? I don't know the reason why. Nothing stays the same forever. The autumn leaves are falling. The autumn leaves are falling.
Love it. Of course, we're chatting to Mark Reilly here on the KJ Show this Sunday, and it's all about his upcoming performance at this year's Cape Town International Jazz Festival as one of the acts that are going to be gracing the stages. Of course, Mark, let's reflect, you know, a bit on your life in music, the walk that you've taken in music over the years, and what has been the most memorable, I suppose, moment of your career so far?
The biggest turning point for me was the first time there was, I don't know if you're aware of it, but at the time there was a massive pop show called Top of the Pops, which was a UK television show. And
yeah,
if you got onto that show, I watched it as a kid, you know, religiously every week, and with fans of all kinds of people, you know, David Bowie, all that kind of stuff. And then to actually be on that show kind of confirms you as that you've made it, kind of thing. So that was a big turning point for me. But after that, yeah, I mean, your career goes up and down. So I tend to sort of look back at the good experiences we had, like with the traveling to do music, you know, we went to Miami, worked with Emilio Estefan. We went to Brazil, did an album there. Seville in Spain with some flamenco musicians. Been to Cuba, Japan. Yeah, I just love the traveling and the sort of collaborations that we've been able to do. So yeah, that's what kind of excites me.
Really interesting. I think we'd sit probably a whole afternoon trying to, you know, unpack all those travels and how that went. But what is standing out for me, Mark, from that answer, is that collaboration for you is a significant aspect of your work. You know, what are some of the experiences around collaborations with artists like Dave O'Higgins and Magnus Lindgren, you know, in the recent times anyway? And how has that impacted your sound? You know, how has it changed it, if it has, anyway?
That came about, I'd actually watched a Chet Baker live TV studio program back in the day, like it must have been in the 60s. And I just thought it'd be great to record a Matt Bianco album with a typical jazz combo sound, you know, drums, double bass, piano, and two horns. And Dave O'Higgins was somebody that worked with Matt Bianco in the early 90s. He did a lot of touring with us. And I noticed he'd been putting up YouTube videos of jazz sessions that he was recording and performing in, because he has a studio in his attic of his house. So I contacted him and said, did he want to explain the concept of what I wanted to do? And he was really good and was able to put a band together for the people he likes to work with. And Magnus Lindrum was a sax player that my manager also managed, and that connection, I did a couple of tracks with him in Stockholm. That was the Gravity album. It was more of a jazz influence in the kind of old school, although it wasn't purist jazz, it was an influence, so it was still song based, but sonically, it was like a much more acoustic than I'd normally do.
And we've been sharing this album, by the way, throughout this hour, as in fact, this half hour, the Groove half hour for this edition of the K-Jazz Show, as we chat to Mark Rady of Matt Bianco. And he's chatting us all the way from the UK this Sunday. And he's going to be touching down, you know, in a week or so. In fact, you know, in South Africa, as part of, you know, some of the artists that are going to be on the stages, you know, and sharing some of this incredible music from all over the years. Now, Mark, you know, we've since received feedback, you know, since we shared the poster of you being on the show today, and the festival goers are excited to know now, you know, what is in store for them at the festival in terms of some of their favorite songs now. And will you also be sharing some of your solo material as well?
Yes, a combination. I mean, the same lineup as of the Gravity album. So we have, you know, drums, double bass, piano and Rhodes, trumpet, saxophone, and another singer. And we're able to sort of manipulate all the hits that works very well in that lineup. So it'll be all the hits that we still enjoy playing and some new material, which is slightly more jazz-based.
Mm. The festival has an attendance, you know, of up-and-coming musicians who are looking for inspiration. So my question is, as a seasoned musician, what advice do you give to these inspiring artists, you know, looking to establish themselves and one day reflecting on an incredible career such as yourself in this industry?
I think you just got to have the integrity to go with what you're passionate about, you know, rather than trying to emulate other people that are happening at the time, you know, because it tends not to be very original. A lot of my band are actually the lecturers of jazz music, and they teach in university. And I think Dave's going to do some workshops, Dave O'Higgins, when we're over in South Africa. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've just gone with my gut feeling and what excites me. You know, I make music for myself, and I hope people enjoy it. So I think that's much more of an honest approach to making music. But obviously, you have to study and put the work in to be a good musician. But from a creative point of view, I go with what I experience day to day. sometimes a lot of my influences aren't musical. They're kind of from like a film I've seen, or, you know, that creates an atmosphere that that sparks an idea. Or yeah, I think it's just to try and go with what you're passionate for rather than trying to copy other people. Yeah. That's my own view on it. But obviously everyone's influenced by everybody.
Yeah.
You know, subconsciously you take things in and go, oh, that's great, this is great. But yeah, that's all I can say really.
Well, I love that, and I hope they've heard you loud and clear. And of course, they take what they need, you know, when it comes to how you have become, you know, a household name for over the years, and you're still going strong in 2024. But you know, as we wrap up, of course, now finally the conversation here is this is your third visit to South Africa. What are you most looking forward to experiencing this time?
Well, I'm just hoping we have a great concert, you know, and we connect well with the people and they enjoy what we're doing. Apart from, I don't think we've got much time off. So I might be for another trip to go and see. I'm really excited, and all the band are excited to be coming to Cape Town. It'd be really looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we look forward to seeing you on the stages and hearing the music in motion. And of course, thank you for chatting to us here on the KJazz Show, Mark.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Absolutely. He is a band leader for Matt Bianco. His name is Mark, and Mark Riley. And he is coming to the Cape Town International Jazz Festival this upcoming week. Do catch him on the stages, wherever he may be. He is possibly going to be ready for a photo op, you know, the selfie thing on the stage thing, whatever he does. But make sure that you catch him. He's going to be performing at this year's festival. And of course, he was chatting to us here this Sunday on the KJazz Show.